Chapter 3. Taylor. Spence, honey, put the belt away. Spencer steps out of his walk-in closet and looks at me like I'm crazy, but I don't care. He is not about to hit my son with that belt. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. He is not changing my mind by quoting a scripture. I know all about not sparing the rod. My mother never spared the rod on me, and it just made me angry. She was beating my tail until I was 17 years old, when I finally had enough and took the belt away from her. I don't want my son angry. You're not hitting him with that, Spencer. You'll have to find another way to discipline him. He's 11 years old. You should be able to get through to him without putting your hands on him. He should not have hit that boy. Maybe if you'd been at the game. You're not going to make this about me working on Saturday. Taylor, you know I have to work weekends during month-end close. I'm just saying. Spencer throws the belt onto the bed and sighs. Why do we keep arguing about this, Taylor? Because you're not listening. Every time I get ready to spank him, you act like he's your son. But when it's time to spend some money, he's our son. I look away from Spencer's demanding glare and shake my head. He knows this is not true. He is Joshua's father, even though he's not his biological dad. We don't use the term stepfather or stepson in this house, and I know that he loves Joshua. But when it comes to laying hands on him, I just cannot get with it. I've heard too many stories about boyfriends and husbands killing a woman's kids by accident or worse, on purpose. That's not about to happen in this house. Every time we have this conversation, it makes me feel like I have to choose between my son and my man. I don't want to do that. Joshua is out of control, Taylor. He punched a boy in the face on the soccer field. Are you getting that? He knocked the boy's front teeth out, for heaven's sake. Is he going to pay for that boy's dental work? And you think the way to show him not to hit someone is to beat him?